If you enjoy listening to adventure stories, then you should visit thedihedral.com. You will find stories from other members of the community and read about climbing, life, and the outdoors. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Let's connect and climb on!
Climb on!
To another episode of the Dihedral Podcast. This is Gaia speaking, and today we have a super special episode because we haven't done this in such a long time, where it's just the crew sitting down talking BS. And this is the first time that all the females, well, minus one, of the Dihedral crew are just sitting down and talking about life and interesting topics. So I said, this is Gaia, and right across in front of me we have Highclip.
Hey guys, this is a high clip. Super stoked to be here. Haven't seen you guys in a while.
Seen them.
Through Zoom.
And then welcome to Isa. She is one of the new recruits of the Dihedral.
Yes, I'm new to the Dihedral. I'm not really much of a climber, but I'm a videographer and I enjoy getting out there and recording any kind of outdoor activity. So I'm just happy to be here.
And then we're missing Jen. She's also one of the new ones, but you might know her if you've read her pieces as Chubby Girl Climbing, and she does a super funny, we call her like Potato Girl, her comic strip. So funny, so good. Okay, so today we have gathered to talk about something very important. Highclip is leaving us because she's going to Horseshoe Hell.
I am competing in 24 hours of Horseshoe Hell in Horseshoe Canyon, Arkansas, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be absolutely crazy.
So what is it? I mean, I know a little bit about it because we have a friend who's been there before. But Isa doesn't know much.
Yeah,
I see her question mark in her face.
The most that I know is just basically what's on the website. It looks like a lot of fun, like a little bit of a party, I guess. But I don't know much other than that.
Yeah, honestly, I can't say I know much more than you. But what it is basically is a 24-hour climbing competition where you have a bunch of routes in Horseshoe Canyon, and the idea is that you climb within the 24 hours and you try to get the most routes or the hardest routes, basically the most amount of points, and then at the end, you know, you hope that you do well, but you also have to be safe and you have to think strategically, and 24 hours is a long time to climb. Not to mention the party in the background. I mean, who would want to miss that? So that's the idea.
So do you, one of my questions was, do people sleep at all, or you have to be awake 24 hours the whole time, or do points get deducted or something for if they catch you, I don't know, like curled up on the floor?
I'm sure people take naps. There's no sleeping, and naps are, you know, how I live. So I feel like we're gonna have to take a little cat nap here and there, but staying up 24 hours is like the idea, but I think you can kind of do whatever.
Yeah, probably if you do, the more naps you take, the less time you have to get points, I'm guessing.
Exactly. And then there's an extra you get extra points if you get a route at each hour. Which would be so awesome because...
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by a route by each hour? So every hour you're getting at least one route in?
Right, exactly. So if you get one route in at each hour, yeah, you get an extra almost 1,000 points per person.
So, and how... Like, okay, how did this come to be? Like the fact that you're competing? Because just for people to know, before we started recording... Highclip was still like reading the rules online. So we want to know how this came to be.
I want you to know I have the rule book still up, but what happened was, if you remember our old guest, Aubrey, she inspired me. She's incredible. And it's just like, I never really thought I'd be able to compete in like the same thing that she did. But all I know is I was talking with my roommate. We've been climbing a lot, and we were talking about Aubrey, and I was telling him how awesome she is, and like how isn't it so cool that she got to compete at this route and this route. Yeah, she competed at a route. She competed at this comp, and then he's like, but like, what if we competed? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like Aubrey's like really cool, and like we're just like not. So like, I don't know. And then he's like, no. Like, what if we just, like, went in the lottery? And I was like,
Oh, okay. Explain that, though.
Right. So,
because that part's important.
So, because it's an outdoor competition, you really have to limit the amount of people that compete, because it would just be crazy if everybody who wanted to compete did compete, because of time and also just the rock. It's just a lot. And so you can, if you meet a certain threshold, you can be automatically signed up for the next year. But obviously not everyone comes back and all these things. And so you have a lottery system where you sign up for the lottery, and if you win the lottery, then you get to compete the next year. And if not, you just have to keep trying. And so that's what my roommate thought we should do. And I never agreed to this because, you know, I don't know. I feel like it was a little bit a lot, 24 hours of climbing. Not that I'm really ready for that. If you guys remember, my name is High Clip. So, you know, on my birth certificate, and that might indicate that I get a little bit scared, that I've had some problems with getting dropped and things like this that scare me, and I'm still working on my head game, and I wasn't sure I'm ready for this. And so all I know, it was April 19th at 4:20. My roommate's like, oh, hey, like, I need your email. Like, I need your, like, phone number. Like, blah, blah, blah. I had my phone number. But you know what I mean? Like, all these things. Personal information. I was like, I wonder if he's signing us up. Like, that would be so funny, right? Like, he signed me up without asking. And then all I know is a couple weeks later, he's like, yo, Clip, like, we won the lottery. And I was like, oh, wow. This is terrifying. But also, this is so exciting because it's such a big deal. And, like, we just wouldn't get this opportunity in a while. So.
Yeah. I mean, and the fact that you're saying that, like, you don't feel like you're mentally there, you're still, like, sabotaging yourself. So being able to do this, it's a good opportunity for you to overcome that. Just take it little by little, and probably you'll surprise yourself, definitely, when your head's when in the game, when you're in the zone. What was I going to? I was going to ask you something, and then I lost. Oh, have you talked to Aubrey at all?
Yeah, I did talk to Aubrey a little bit, and she gave me some good advice and where I should, you know, do stuff with my gear and how to, like, pace myself in a good way. And so I think I'll definitely make a nice plan and talk it over with my roommate, and we'll get a good plan going.
How are you? Oh, Issa, do you have? I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask, what's the total number of people that won the lottery? Like, how many people are actually going to get to do it?
That's a good, really good question.
Yeah, let's look it up.
I don't know. And
I mean, I'm assuming it's really a small number of people, but I'm just like, how many?
I think it's larger than you think, but I don't actually know.
If you look at the pictures, it's a massive rave. The thing,
several
basically.
Super major. Everybody in there is a climber or not?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Like, can people go with just party, or the ones that enter the area are just the climbers?
I know that there are at least volunteers. I had another friend that just volunteered and like gave out burritos and water and things like this. And so I imagine that they're also a part of the party, and, you know, I don't know. It seems like there's got to be just a huge amount of people that aren't necessarily climbing, but are around.
So it's September 22nd to the 26th. So you have, what, 4 days to do it?
Well, yeah. So you get there early, and you get whatever acquainted with the area, and then it's Friday morning at 10 a.m. you start climbing, and then it ends Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the 24-hour comp, at least. And so, yeah, technically there's a 4-day, like, you know, window, but the comp itself is specifically on that one 24-hour period.
It's so cool that they, like, have tattoos and everything. If you go to their webpage, it's so fun. I was going to say cute. I like how Issa mentioned it too. Like, it says enter hell. So you click it, and then it guides you through all the little things that they have. And then they have a weekend pass, though. I wonder what that means.
Yeah, I didn't even see that.
Because we were thinking on, we need to ask permission, though. So if you're listening to this, organizers of the 24 Hours of Portugal, to see if we could like record you, like shoot you, not shoot, you know, with a video.
Wow, you're gonna shoot me in my competition? No, kind of rude.
With a video, just the experience and the overall, you know, it would be very nice to document the entire process and also interview some people that have an idea of how it looks.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, they would. I mean, hopefully.
Spectator registration is expected to open in August.
Because even for, I mean, for non-climbers, I think it's just fascinating the fact that you're saying, oh, we're climbing for 24 hours. People also think, what? Like, you're going to be just up and down, up and down, up and down. But even for climbers that are not very familiar with what it is or have never been there, it'd be interesting to actually see how it plays out. Just looking at these pictures, I used to do trail running when I was back in Venezuela. And the atmosphere looks so much like it. So much like it. So I would like to.
Yeah.
I know I can't. Even if I win the lottery. Like, I would just say, I don't know. But it would be nice. And do you have any strategy at all? Like, have you actually... How are you training?
Sure. So...
Sure.
Here we go. It's a process, but I'm actually working with Carrot. With doing a lot of my training. And so my schedule right now is 3 days a week of endurance climbing and hangboarding. A lot of our endurance climbing includes suicides, up downs, things like this, or this crazy traverse in our gym that is actually a part of the kids' routes, but it's surprisingly difficult given it's like made for 5-year-olds. So we're doing that. We're doing 2 days a week of just trying hard, doing stuff that we don't want to do because it looks terrifying, and then taking falls and lifting heavy. And so hopefully that will just keep us getting stronger and help me with my head game. I've known Carrot for so long that it's really helpful to be able to climb hard stuff. Because I can really say, you know what, like, it's okay if you fall, he'll catch you, and just take a breath, you're not going anywhere, you know, you've been at this gym for a while, you can do it. And so, while, you know, it is a lot of training and here and there, you know, extra training, but a lot of it is also just working on my head game and just saying, you know, this isn't going to get easier when you're at a canyon in Arkansas that you've never been to. So might as well get after it now.
And your partner, the one that's going to compete with you. So you're not training together at all.
No. So my partner is currently living across the country for his internship.
Holy I'm shit. Super proud of him. Yeah. Roommate partner.
And he's training on his own. I believe he's doing crazy treadwall stuff. That is so pumpy, but I'm proud of him. And bouldering, which is like something that neither of us do, because like, who boulders, you know? Like,
wow.
And so that's awesome. But starting in the fall, we'll get back to it, and we'll do a bunch of training in our home gym. And then we have a lot of crags near us where we live, so we'll be out and doing a lot of days outside, just taking falls and just getting endurance on real rock. But that will definitely be closer to the comp itself.
So with the partner aspect of it, I was curious, I guess, do they just add your points together, and that's how you, or how does it work with the partner? Do you?
I have no idea.
So
there's, yeah, like, exactly.
No individual part of the competition. It's definitely all sort of like conglomerate thing. So it's always you and your partner's total together. And so the idea is that if you're a 5'8 climber and your partner's a 5'12 climber, that's totally fine because you're just adding everything together. Doesn't matter at all. And so, yeah, I mean, worst case, you know, if one of us, you know, starts to get a little nervous, a little tired, whatever, we can just focus on the other, and like, that's okay.
And what, so what type of climber would you consider yourself? Like, say, because if you're a 5'12 or 5'8, so you and your partner, where are you?
We're kind of a funny funny set because, yeah, I would say, you know, inside I'm closer to, you know, maybe a 5'12 climber, you know, mm-hmm. but outside, I mean, I'm hardly a 5'11 climber. And then my partner is definitely a solid 5'11 climber outside. And, you know, maybe like a 5'11 climber inside. And it's like, so we're about the same. It just depends where we're, if we're inside or outside, which is crazy that you can't even compare the two of us because, you know, we're just in different places.
Are you right now, because you're apart, he's somewhere else and you're somewhere else. Like, do you text every night or something like, okay, you need to send me what you did today, or no, you need to keep up, or no, you need to do this. Or let's make sure that, like, have you strategized yet? Are you in constant communication, or you're just waiting to see each other again and then go for it?
Yeah, so my partner and I are not the most communicative. Back when our roommate days, we would have every night we have tea time. And I personally don't enjoy tea. I don't like anything but water. I just,
what do you mean?
If it's not H2O, like, I just...
But water? You don't drink water?
Well, all I have is water.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No juices or smoothies, really? Nothing.
Not really.
Okay, no, okay, I feel you. No, I'm the same. Igual. Igual. Solo agua. But tea?
Can't do it.
Tea's the best. Proceed, I'm so sorry.
You're good. But yeah, my partner loves tea. And so every night we'd have little tea time where we'd come downstairs and be like, you know, let's plan stuff out, or talk about our like plans for the weekend or whatever, and get some climbs in. I remember sometimes he'd come down and be like, listen, if we left for the red right now, we'd get there at 2 a.m. We could climb until 10. Like, it would be fine. We could still make it back for class. Like, don't even worry.
And wow.
It was, of course, you know, a little out there, but, you know, it was always fun to mess around like that. But
no, but that's super fun.
It is, but now that separated by, you know, a country, like we have a tea timed plan. We'll have just another tea time. We can be like, listen, here's our plan for Horseshoe Hell.
When will that be though? Because Horseshoe Hell's in September and we are in June. Okay, by the time that this episode goes out, so we're recording in June, but the episode will be out in July. So hi, it's July now. We have August. Just 2 months, 3 months, 2 months and a half.
Right. Yeah. So hopefully by then we'll have, I mean, we're both training right now, and I think it'll be like, we'll get the plan going once, you know, we can see the results of our training, see how stuff is going, what right. we need, what should we tweak? Hey, you know, my endurance is really good, but my power is not really it. Maybe what should we do? And things like this. But for the present, we're just like, you know what, like, go after it, do what you need to do. And we'll regroup when we're back.
I was just going to ask another question. Is there a prize for this at all? Or is it just like, I did it?
Fulfillment. I think.
Okay, so Aubrey, she won, technically?
Yes, I think she did it twice. Mm-hmm. Aubrey, if you're listening to this, just let us know. Correct us if we're wrong. So there's also an episode that we did with her. It's our first episode ever. Where we talked about her experience, because that year her and her climbing partner broke the record. And then I think the next year, I think they climbed again and they broke it again.
Oh, wow.
So defended her title. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sure what they give. We would have to re-listen to that.
They're sponsored by a number of companies. And so I think that it's like, oh, like, here's a chalk bag, here's a pair of shoes, like, probably rope.
Booty bags or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Right.
So we know that High Clip's not doing it for the money or whatever material prize that they gave her. So they would give.
My partner, again, remember he had texted me saying, oh, you know, give me your information. And he also said, you know, what's your highest red point? And I was like, oh, like, what a funny question. Like, what a funny question. I was like, all right, inside or outside? And he's like, you know what? Just do inside. So I was like, all right, like 12 plus, 5-12 plus. And he's like, okay. I'll put 12 scene above. And I was like, all right, whatever. And because of this, we got placed in the elite category, which is the hardest division in this competition. So if there's anything I know, is that we won't be winning any of the prizes, if there are prizes.
Because you're in the elite, so you would be competing against other elite climbers.
Exactly. People that are actually elite climbers.
I think, before I ask this question, can you explain what red pointing is?
Sure. So a red point is a climb where you start from the, believe it or not, the start, and you lead it until anchors, no falls, no takes, no hanging, no like gear pulling, like none of that.
Like a solid, clean climb.
Solid, clean lead is a red point.
I see that people are dressed up. Like people are, a teddy bear and a tiger and like vampires. So I didn't know if maybe you and your partner would plan to dress up as something kind of crazy or not really.
We totally should, because that looks awesome. I also see a Santa Claus over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I see a diver.
Oh, I saw a guy who also had like, I guess I don't know if this is a costume or not, but he shaved his chest hair into a vest. Like he shaved everything.
I'm guessing that's a costume. I don't think his hair naturally grows like that. Yeah.
It's just form of a costume. There's some wild stuff. I'm sure you guys could come up with something funny. Like,
all right. Well, then, cool. are you gonna give me an ideas, or are you just gonna?
We should ask the dihedral people, like on Instagram, be like, how?
Oh,
should...
yeah, like a poll.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be something comfortable, though. We don't want it to, like, that's interfere true. With that's you. True.
True. Yeah. Oh, man. Let's ask for it. Let's do a competition. Let's see what wins. This and you have to wear it. Style.
And I'm expecting really good advice, guys. So
I remember what my question was. So there are some where you have to do track, right? Like track climbing, or not necessarily?
I don't think you have to do any tread. There are some tread only routes, I think, but
you don't have to climb.
I don't think you have to, but you do get more points.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Ironically, my partner and I just sort of inherited this rack, and so if we get comfortable with it, feel good with it, then we might be doing a couple track climbs at least for some.
But you've I didn't know you track climbed.
Yeah.
This track climbing. I don't even know that. The only thing I know is
cue that Boulder. Wee song.
And the other one, bouldering and the rope.
Sport.
Uh-huh.
Sport.
Okay.
And the rope.
Indeed. So track climbing.
Oops, sorry.
Is displacing removable gear. So sport climbing, you know, you have like bolts like screwed into the rock. Where you just place, you know, a quick draw or whatever, and you keep going, and when you lower, you just take your gear back, but the bolts just live on the rock. But track climbing is like, let's take, you know, something, shove it in the rock, and then it will protect me, and then when I come down, I'll take it out of the rock, and so when I leave, the rock is completely, you know, empty the way I found it. So it's a little scarier.
Right, because if you don't place it properly...
pops out, you're done.
You know. Holy cow. So you were saying, have you tried before? Track climb before?
You know, I feel like this is beside the point. You know, I feel like this is not relevant.
But it is. It is high cliff. It is relevant.
You know, I feel like hypothetically, no. But I also feel like by the time September comes.
Sure. Right, right. Exactly. So it's in your plans?
It is in the plans.
To train.
At least a little bit, where I can do like maybe like a 5.6, you know?
Right, right, exactly. Because it's not like you're gonna have to do like a 5.13 or something like that.
Oh no! I mean, like immediately, no. So
exactly.
We're planning a 12-hour climb in the Obed, just for funsies, and that will be a good indicator of how this 24 hours will go. So we'll see.
This is separate too. I'm just like looking at every aspect of this website. You guys brought this up earlier, but I didn't know what you guys were talking about. But there's a tattoo. You can get tattoos there. I thought it was like temporary, but there's an actual tattoo artist there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We all are going to come back with a tattoo.
Yeah. I've been wanting to do one.
Several tattoos.
That's like one tattoo.
Get a horseshoe or something like with fire around it. I don't know.
Yeah. I bet people like get a souvenir.
Oh, yeah.
A tattoo. It's a souvenir.
You know, that's if you can't win the chalk bag, you get a tattoo.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta come away with something other than failure.
But last year, it was canceled, right? Because of COVID the
That's
whole thing?
Correct. I think
so, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so this is like the first time in, since then that it's...
Right.
It's probably going to be a good one, I would think, because people are like so ready to finally get out there.
When did we interview Aubrey, though? 2018, 19? Because I remember that she went back again and she defended her title, right?
I think it was...
Or am I making it up? Aubrey, am I making it up?
I think it was 18.
I don't know. Well, we're going to have to go back. Or you listeners, if you listen to that episode, just let us know.
I found their category and awards Bible. It says, so basically like, oh, it just put swag as the prize, I guess.
Incredible.
Buddha rugs, trophies? I don't know what that is. So they have a whole catalog, I guess, of prizes. That's really funny. It just look, it, basically the whole thing just says swag, 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 swag.
Oh, you get to choose what it is.
That's what's up.
Oh, wait, what is swag? I thought we're, is swag like another climbing term?
No, no, I think swag's like a goodie bag, right?
Oh, you're getting okay, I was thinking like
but
swag,
they don't specify,
like...
so I'm guessing, okay, you choose. Is that another climbing term?
No, it could well so be. So difficult.
It could well be. Okay, then I guess we'll catch up with you, Highflip, when we're getting closer to the competition and see how you're getting ready and how you've improved. And hopefully we can answer some questions from our listeners out there. Just send us a DM on Instagram, the Dihedral. That's how we are on Instagram. We recently opened or created a TikTok. Well, yes, we succumbed to temptation. It's the Dihedral as well. And just we'll keep you posted with everything.
And I'm expecting some really good costume ideas.
Yes, please.
So get creative.
Oh, man. I just had an idea, but I'm not going to spoil it here.
All right. Then I guess you'll have to come back to hear it.
Yep.
All right.
Or follow us on TikTok and the Dihedral Instagram. Thank you so much. I don't know, Isa, any last words for
I'm
the
worried
episode?
About the dog
barking. Oh, the dogs aren't barking. It's okay.
Sorry to any listeners that hear dogs barking. Those are my dogs. So.